Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on Kaya 959.
Now, a friend of mine got married this weekend, so.
Beautiful.
And Keto was showing me a story about 1,500 couples also got married at a mass wedding, Pentecostal church in Heidelberg.
Okay, how big is this mass wedding?
Like 1,500 couples.
1,500 couples?
Yes. Yeah.
It's called the what? IPHC. No?
Yeah. Mm. So literally 3,000 people tied the knot at a mass wedding. Generally, weddings are expensive. Mm-hmm. And I can see why maybe somebody would want to go halves on the cost or one three thousandth on the cost.
Yeah, I know.
I get it, right? But you don't need to have a big wedding. You can literally just go to Home Affairs. They try to make like a big spectacle out of it. Okay, not a spectacle, but they try and make it special. So they'll have like a sign, and then you go there, they officiate the wedding. Because really, a wedding is just about your agreements being recognized by the government. Mm-hmm. So you go there, you register, you sign, and you're married. That's it. You don't need to have a big do.
But isn't that the difference between a marriage and a wedding? The marriage process is where you can go to Home Affairs, but the wedding process is the actual celebration.
Why do you need to have a wedding? Why do you not celebrate life every day?
No, but I've personally been one to believe that if you just have a lunch with close friends and have like a little do in your backyard, that's perfectly acceptable. You know, that's a wedding. But if you want to have this big, massive thing because that's what you've wanted all your life, because a lot of women are in it for the wedding, not necessarily the marriage.
So I never came to your wedding. Was it like a spectacle?
No, actually, you know, here's the thing about my wedding. We had wanted something very small. And the parents on both sides are the ones who just made it into a thing where I was like, this is not what I wanted. But then my mother put things into perspective. The firstborn child's wedding is not about them. It's about the parents.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's their chance to have that Brenda Fassie moment. Come everybody, come one, come all. My child is getting married.
So I was speaking to another friend of mine yesterday. Mm. She's like a former Miss AC. And she was saying that her dream wedding doesn't necessarily need to have a lot of people.
Yeah.
But then she went on to mention like all sorts of exotic locations and long tables and decor. I'm like, bro, you're still going to end up spending the millions. You know what I mean? Except now your family won't be there with you.
Yeah.
What is that about?
People go all out at their weddings, make sure that the food is amazing, the cake is amazing. And guess what? Generally, people attend more than one wedding in their life, and they barely are going to remember the food that you'd spend so much money on, the location and all these things.
But if there's no food, I will remember for the rest of my life.
You look, it's rude, just as Ubuntu, to invite someone to anything, even to your house to come watch a football game without catering. You know, so there must be food. I'm just saying, don't go over the top. Don't break bank on the actual day. Mm-hmm. However, I would never do this. 1,500 other couples, because my lady then won't feel special. What if there's a lady who's more prettier, who's got a better makeup, a better dress? What if there's a guy who looks better than me? You know, so I still want the day to be special and to be about us, but it doesn't have to be over the top.
Mm-hmm. But when you go to Home Affairs, your day is not special. It's about everybody else.
It is, because
they marry you guys in groups. Granted, you get given different time slots, but you do get married in a batch.
Really?
Yes.
Guys, no.
It's Home Affairs. You think Home Affairs has time to clear a whole day for you?
No.
You think it's only going to take 15 minutes? That's so long. I will imagine. Are you?
But I don't remember that. I never got married in a group.
No, man, I don't mean you do it at the same time as a group, but I mean the day is not dedicated to you alone.
All right,
yes, okay. You come in alone with your people and your witnesses.
Okay, but that was a joke. My cousin was getting married. But nevertheless, I think weddings give me anxiety, honestly. Mm-hmm. I would never. I prefer the whole Home Affairs thing and maybe just a quiet dinner with family. Mm. Like, and not even the whole extended family, just a few, the very
but like
closest.
I said,
but
sometimes
I would never.
You have all these plans, and your family comes and says, "Please,
no." But they understand my personality. You. I don't even throw birthday parties.
But,
I've never
but that's
had a
my
birthday
thing.
Party.
It might be about that. It's a birthday. A wedding is something different.
Oh, I say no.
Mina, let me tell you something. You know how I am. So I honestly, I don't care for any of that stuff. But knowing my family.
Yeah.
I'm the eldest. I'm the only son.
What about you?
Everybody. Like, I'm talking 500 people. My family's big, bro. We don't play around. There's no such thing as a small wedding here.
Exactly.
Yeah? 500 is playlist. Ah, okay. You can just raise
it. And that's just family. Dog.
Yeah. There's no choice.
Look, if it's not like a wealthy family and then a typical average family and they want that, surely they must help then in the cost because they want to show off on your day.
Let me stay at home.
My husband and I got married at Home Affairs on the 2nd of May, which is approaching, but we got married at Home Affairs and I actually was not mad at it. Like, it was us. It was all about us. We were dressed up. They made it special. The people at Home Affairs were like, oh, congratulations. You still feel that specialness. And we agreed that on our 5th year anniversary, we'll have a big thing for both families. And I'm cool with that. And then there's also a wedding I attended in America once where they didn't, you know, go all out on food. They just hired food trucks and there was that. And she said that was pretty affordable compared to having a whole catering situation.
Nothing wrong with that.
Morning, sees the world. Yeah, man, marriages are very, or rather weddings are very expensive. I'd say go for micro wedding. Only invite about 30 people, that's enough. 15 per side, per family, and that's about it. I don't think you need a lot of people. So what you can do is just send text to all your friends and so-called friends, ask them for help. If none of them helps, then they don't deserve to be in your wedding. You can say you're sick or something like that, and that's it. You'll see how many people really care about you.
15, bro!
Okay, but wait, what are you asking them for help for?
Ask.
You're the one who is inviting me to a wedding. Why am I paying for this wedding that I must attend?
I'm still stuck on the 15. My dad alone has got 10 siblings. 15? No, bro. Come on now.
I am with Sol on this one. If Ofunum Shat Obonagalai, they must make sure they pick in their pockets. Just like my family did with me after the first Lebron election. They're like, no, so what about the wedding? What's going to happen? I'm like, no. I went Zagali next. Mina So Shabisa, the traditional part, it's going to be done to the teeth. And then, we need to celebrate. I was like, no, we don't need to celebrate. The only celebration I'm going to have is on my 10-year anniversary. I want to laugh. I don't mind going big and spending because it's going to be like, you know what, baby? We've did it. 10 years later, it's as a corner.
Hi, Butsol. Yes, we don't remember the dress, we don't remember the deco, we don't remember even the cake. Well, we hardly even eat the cake, but the food we remember. Mina, if I wait, I do it traditionally. Kaya, salad, nyama yanga phakathi. Konke nje lokho ku affordable nenyama nje inyama nje beyiningi because yeah udla hayi kudla siyakukhumbula and ila ma venue are expensive that makes us not to be able now to afford it.
That's also true. People spend so much on the venue alone and then all the other things, now the money's run out.
Yo guys, I once watched a movie and somewhere said to Ogote, our marriage, their wedding. So from then onwards, I just knew, Ogote, when it comes to weddings, it's not about you, it is about your family. And I once told my mom, Ogote, ma, I'm sure to name him, you know, a few people, my mom was like, and then the rest of your family, and you know how big our family is. So I understood, Ogote, our wedding, our marriage, their wedding. It's not about you when you're getting married. Yeah, you might be the bride, but hey, it's not about you.
Okay, so when you put it like that, yeah, then why nim solu sol me ngabe tu soli me ngabe nifuna logo nani ke contributor nige manje
because so you party.
You see this thing, Yemishato? I wanna now I'm Singlish, ne? Kuthuliwe, kutu. No one's saying anything. And I come from a polygamous family, like a very big family. Kuthuliwe. Eating it, you are cordially invited. Uzombona who takes a village. And who takes a village wants to be part of the program. Like, there's so many demands. I think when I spoke to my friend and she told me, you know what? When you get married, it's not about you. It's about the families. She's only saying after 10 years of being married, when she renews her vow, it's going to be all about her. I'm like, will it take me 10 years? Wow, guys.
Well, I mean, in all fairness, Nami as a family member, gang vele, most you pega super soke. But now, when you're having a gig, of course you want to be invited, because vele gang super la mina, let me come there for the good time.
And some family members know that maybe I'll pegile, and then they will invite everybody else, forcing you to now pop out money because you don't want to say uti usol ulambise abantu.
I mean, I did mine during the week on a Wednesday. Cost were cut because you get a discount, and it was during the COVID time, so the venues were not making money. So I told the owner of the place, good day, bruh, this is all I have. And he had to take it because he hasn't been getting weddings. 60 people, it was done. That's it.
Yeah, COVID was the best time to get married. The best.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.